Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25, verses 1 to 12. If you're using the Bibles provided by the church, that's found on page 745 if you'd like to follow along there. Isaiah 25. Now, in Isaiah 24 to 27 is what's known sometimes as Isaiah's apocalypse, or his revealing, and he's pointing towards final things, grand things. And in chapter 24, Isaiah is pointing forward to a time of great judgment, earth-wide, worldwide judgment, and a clearing away of all corruption. And he's pointing forward to that great day, as we read of in the latter chapters of the book of Revelation as well. Here in chapter 25, it begins with praise, a praise to God for his wonderful things that he's done and for his faithfulness, praising God for being faithful to his plan that he's always had. He's formed of old, it says in those opening verses. Now, what a great thing to praise God for his wondrous works and for his faithfulness to his plans. They are sure to come about. And so there's reason to praise him for that. And what does that look like? It's subduing enemies, you see, and overturning things as they are now, protecting his people, swallowing up death. What a glorious thing to praise God for. His promise to swallow up the great swallower and to redeem his people, to protect them, to remove pride, you see, there towards the end. And right there in the middle, there's this idea of God feasting with his people, providing a feast for his people. And the Bible's constantly using that imagery of God with his people and a great feast. And he told it even from the beginning, and how the Bible even ends with that kind of language in the marriage supper of the Lamb and the great feasting that will take place on that great day. What a reason to celebrate. What a reason to praise God for his wondrous works, to how it will end in that great day. Well, with these things in mind, let us give ear to the reading of God's holy word. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the noise of the foreigners as heat by the shade of a cloud, as the song of the ruthless is put down. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab will be trampled down in this place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride together with the skill of his hands. And the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust. Thus far, God's holy, inerrant, infallible word, may add his blessings to this reading of it.